The ruling on the last play, I believe you guys must think that he got pushed out of bounds.
Well, you know, it's on the other side. I really can't see it. There's illegal touching, which...
You could not tell?
I could. I mean, 22 bodies between me and the play. I couldn't see it.
Coach, just your impressions on the goal line when Jackson goes out of bounds, gets pushed at the one.
Mm.
Describe a couple things. One, is LeGarrette Blount your best goal line back? And two, just the three runs inside in a row.
Well, whether he is or he isn't, certainly we think he is because, you know, that's why he's in there at the time. We're doing everything we can to score. You know, you have to constantly evaluate that stuff. Through our evaluation, that was what we believed. You know, we have to take a look at it. And I can't tell you exactly why those plays didn't work down there. But that was certainly a big part of the game.
What did this one come down to? Did it come down to those missed opportunities on offense or the fact that your defense couldn't stop them enough?
Oh, I think as it always does, it's a team game. You know, you make one stop or you put the ball in and, you know. But look, we score there and kick the PAT. It's still a tie game. Someone's got to win. You know, we're still playing football, so there's no guarantee you win. We did some really good things, and we made enough mistakes today we made more mistakes today on D than we've made probably, I won't exaggerate, I won't say combined all year, but certainly the most of any game. And we're just, we got to do a better job coaching it. We got to do a better job playing it. And unfortunately, combination of those things, missed opportunities. You know, hats off to New Orleans. They found a way to win.
What were some of those mistakes on defense? Was it in coverage more than anything?
Yeah, some coverage mistakes. Yeah, some pass rush things. Just we weren't as precise as we needed to be. Again, hats off to New Orleans. They did some things, you know, that stress you a little bit defensively, and we didn't handle it as well as I anticipated. Comes back to coaching, right? You have to have them ready to do those things. I have to, as the head coach, get our guys ready to adjust to that more quickly, better, however you want to say it.
In the first half, on third down, it seemed like you guys rushed three guys a lot, and he was able to kind of pat the ball and thread the needle. Did you get away from that after? I mean, what was the thought process on rushing?
Well, it's a mix.
Three?
You know, it's a mix. When you have a guy like Drew Brees, you have to mix it up. The one thing you can't do is just give him a look because he'll pick you apart. And he may pick you apart anyway, but he'll definitely do it if you have a run look coming at him. That's okay.
They lined up for the field goal, and you guys were called for unsportsmanlike penalty. What was your understanding of what happened there? You seem to be arguing with the officials.
Well, they called unsportsmanlike conduct, and, you know, I'm never going to get into the officiating other than that I believe I know that rule, and I'll leave it at that.
Did they say you did something illegal in terms of the shift, or what was?
It was unsportsmanlike conduct is what they called. Yeah.
Greg, on the goal line on fourth down with Stretch, was he looking for Luke there on that rollout? Or who was he?
I'm not going to go into exactly because they give away that play, something we'll keep in our repertoire. There's a couple of options on that play, though, yeah.
And Doug Martin came out of the game a little bit before that. It seemed like he might have had some kind of a leg injury. Was that one of the reasons he might not have been in on that series of plays down by the one?
Well, again, I'm not going to get into who we're going to play and who we're not, but Doug's going to be okay, I believe, so.
Describe just the, you said you couldn't really see what happened, the swing of emotions and the job Josh Freeman does, gets you down there, the ball's in the end zone, the officials have their hands raised, and then you find out, just what was going through the sideline, through your mind, through what the job Josh had done, just your feeling about that play and the way the game ended.
Well, I was, very excited that we scored. Obviously, we're going for one, and I'm thinking about overtime, who's going to go do the coin toss and how we're going to go and all that. That quickly left my mind when I saw the one official with his hat off. It didn't take a genius to figure out what that equals.
Do you have an opportunity there to talk to Mike and ask him, did you get pushed out? Can you get this thing?
I haven't. It really doesn't matter. You know, what's called is called. You live with it. There's nothing you can do about it. So whether he did, he didn't, we'll see it on tape. You know, that's life.
Couple more.
Is that the receiver's job? You do run a lot of those goal line type situations, I'm sure. Does he have to fight to stay on the field of play, or whose responsibility?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You know, if someone shoves you out of bounds, then fight to stay on. Well, that guy's shoving you. So I didn't see what happened. Certainly, if you just run out of bounds without anybody forcing you to, well, yeah, then it's your, you know, so, you know, no doubt. But, you know, it's a competitive environment there. They're pushing and shoving, I'm sure. I can't tell you because I didn't see it, but I saw the catch.
You were asked earlier in the week if you, and you said you were confident you had an offense that could keep pace with the Saints in a shootout. I think you proved it today. How do you feel about at least how the offense produced in terms of opportunities? And
well, I'm really pleased, you know, with our quarterback had tremendous output and production. And we, you know, again, missed opportunities, right? Both defensively, offensively, and even in the kicking game. If you make one of those plays, who knows? But again, we're sitting here at, what are we, 2-4 now, and we're saying this, you know, this old song and dance, and that's the way it is until we get it changed, until we find a way to change it. Close but no cigar. We got to get it better. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.